This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here we go. The charts for the week of April 25th to the 29th, magically presented by a radio magician, in fact. Michael Harrison is here. We can refer to him as the Talk Radio Guru or Talk Radio Magician because he works with his staff every week to come up with the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that affect the conversation about these stories. And so, Michael, you are welcome. Thank you.
I like that. Talk radio magician. I've always wanted to have the power to be a magician. And there's no doubt that radio is a magical medium.
It is.
And let us continue to generate that magic. Here are the stories that people were talking about all week, according to research, the research of talkers. At number 10, we have climate change. At number 9, we have immigration. At number 8, we have race relations. At number 7, we have crime and violence. At number 6, the January 6th committee, and that's tied with just a wide assortment of activities rendered upon the news by Donald Trump. At number 5, we have partisan politics, and that's tied with the midterm elections. At number 4, COVID-19 remains a big story, obviously. At number 3, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign policy, which is obviously impacted by the war. And number two topic this week, Elon Musk acquiring Twitter. And number 1, the economy. Just shows you how big a story that Twitter story is. Mm-hmm. On the People Survey, at number 10, we have Trevor Reed, the guy in that prisoner swap with the Russians. Janet Yellen at the Treasury Department at number 9. Madison Cawthorn, the controversial legislator, at number 8. Another controversial person of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene at 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Kevin McCarthy at 5. Donald Trump at 4. The Vladimirs, Putin, and Zelensky at 3, Elon Musk at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1 in another crazy week of conversation in America.
What's the translation of Vladimir? Is it John or Joseph? What's the...
You brought that up last week, and I didn't further check it out, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Joseph. I keep wondering, because I don't know myself. I haven't been able to figure it out. At any rate,
I find names in different languages that don't sound the same. It's kind of funny. I mean, Vladimir is Joseph. I mean, a name is a sound, really. It's what sounds nice and what it, you know, if it doesn't have any bearing on the original name, how do you translate a name? Isn't that like a weird thing when you think about
it? Yeah.
Like, I mean, in French, Michael is Michel.
Michel, Margaret. But then it's
close.
Feminine.
Yeah, but it's close, you know.
Yeah.
William is Guillaume. John, I believe, in Spanish is it Juan. Jose is Joseph. I mean, they're close, but when you have something, you know, Joseph and Vladimir, I don't see any connection.
Whatever. Let's do some connecting here,
right,
so that we can give people insight to your thoughts as to what you have learned yourself, what you've gleaned. I like getting into your head when we do these programs. And what I thought was interesting is how COVID has slipped in part. That's not the only thing I find interesting, but it has been number one for so long, and then it slipped down as it became less important. Now it's sort of moved up again, number 4 this week. The cases have risen across the bulk of the United States. They're not serious. I've known a lot of people who have gotten sick who have had the shots. And then the discussion becomes, well, is the shot wearing off? Do I need to get a booster? My pharmacist told me I didn't need one. And he thought, in fact, because he questions what may be the content and what the down-the-road impact is going to be, which I thought was very interesting for a pharmacist. He has 2 independent drugstores in my town. And he says, you know, don't be so quick to jump into the 4th shot. Wait for the flu shot and that sort of thing. So anyway, you look around our neck of the woods here in New England, a lot of cases up in Vermont, Rhode Island, New York, That's one wonders why would it be regionalized? Do you ever, you know, think about that? When you know, it's, I don't know. It just seems strange because people travel around so freely. Why would it sort of stay in one neck of the woods, you know?
No, because most people don't travel. Most people stay where they are. So the population is basically settled for the most part in different places. And based upon the existence of the virus in that place, it could be, you know, impacting more people in any given time than another place.
I mean, so you're telling me I'm wrong, then?
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm answering your question. You asked why would it be regionalized. You didn't say why.
Wow.
You asked a question. You asked a brilliant,
oh, my God,
penetrating
yes.
question that people need to know the answer to, and
right.
I tried my best to accommodate their desires.
That was very good. Thank All right, you. So that the COVID thing with the you know the this focus so much is on these personalities like Fauci, whose the headline this week was he's not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Then I'm not going either.
I'm not going either, right.
Exactly.
I had it with that. I mean, give me a break.
What a horrible experience it is. Folks,
if it's
glamorous, you're wrong. It's it's terrible.
Well, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, everybody's falling all over themselves because they're going back to doing it after a number of years of not doing it. And it's a big deal for the insiders in Washington. And when I say insiders, people who are in the news media consider themselves and sometimes are considered insiders, aren't they? And that's sort of the problem with the news because there are too many people. I remember once going to one of the White House Correspondents' Dinners and talking to our friend Ellen Ratner about getting some story right. And she said, no, I can't ask that question because I would lose my access. And I looked at her and said, what the hell are you talking about? She says, if I embarrass anybody in the White House press briefings and ask the wrong question, they'll throw me out. And
right.
So that was one of the great lessons I think I learned at the time. You know, it isn't the news. It's what we want you to tell people. And so here we go back around again to number two, Elon Musk and his acquisition of Twitter and what he says he's going to do to change things like that. You buying it?
Well, no, I don't buy it because I don't buy the idea of trading in corporate control over communications, which is what we have now. A handful of corporations control most of the communications in America.
Right.
That troubles me deeply, but what troubles me even deeplier is one man by virtue of his wealth.
But Michael, he says he's going to fix everything.
Well, they often say a perfect form of government would be a benevolent dictatorship, having a good king.
Good King Elon.
You know, I see trouble ahead with guys like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, this new breed of multi-billionaires who are wealthier than entire corporations, able to come in and control the means of communication in the name of free speech, in the name of their free speech. Again, you know, absolute power corrupts absolute. Absolutely.
Yep.
Human nature being what it is, we have to constantly have checks and balances over either the wrong organizations or a monopoly or, in some cases, one individual having that much concentrated power. So I raise an eyebrow and my red flags go up when I see something like Elon Musk just plopping down 40-some-odd billion dollars and taking over something that even the president of the United States doesn't control.
Okay, so let's say he calls you later today, Elon Musk, and says, I want to buy Talkers, and I'm going to give you $48 million. Are you going to say, nah?
I wouldn't take less than $50 million.
Okay, so
Talkers is a speck of dust in the communications world. Talkers is a small little medium among many media. If Talkers were as powerful as Twitter, I would say that Michael Harrison
is in the talk business, and
talk
is where people get their influence from talk stuff.
Yeah, but you know. Influence and power are two different things.
Really?
Yeah, there's a huge difference between having influence and having power. And then there's different levels of power. So, no, I mean, that's like somebody saying if somebody offered you for Doug Stephan Productions, because you basically are the owner of
50 mil? Where do I sign?
Yeah, but that's not the same. Somebody owning Doug Stephan Productions or a small publication, in the scheme of things, Talkers is a small publication. Might be powerful or influential, as I say, you say powerful in the radio business, but we're talking about Twitter as something that has a major role in defining American consciousness. It's like somebody owning the telephone company or owning the water company.
So there are those people who are listening to us right now on the Space Coast who think that Elon Musk is a hero, not because he bought Twitter, but because he owns SpaceX and Bezos to a point as well, because every week there's a launch now. And all the people that had to go away because George Bush cut the budget for NASA and they cleaned out thousands of people and they shut down the shuttle program, now they're all going back to work, and they all think that this guy is a hero. And I don't know whether...
In some ways, he is a hero. The fact that he's doing great work in terms of space exploration and moving that forward, that's wonderful. However, as long as one man does not control space... And then it would be very dangerous.
Oh, there you go. That's another thing to think about. We look at the surface stories and the surface influence from some of these people and the stories and don't necessarily look deeply into it. That's why News Talk is as helpful as it is. Continuing with Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Stephan.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 528. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back in the fold with our discussion of what's going on in the world of news talk radio this week. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who is the magic, he's the king of the world when it comes to news talk radio. And we've just found that that offer for 50 has been up to 55, Michael.
Okay, so, I'm thinking about it.
I didn't be thinking about it. Okay, number three this week is the situation in Ukraine, the war, Russia, and all of the huffing and puffing that's going on. We're going to shut them down. Apparently, since the war started, Russia has made $66 billion in fuel exports. So all of this PR bunkum that's coming from the Europeans and from folks elsewhere who want to put a stop to the Russian aggression, they spent $66 billion to buy fossil fuel just in the last 2.5 months since the invasion of Ukraine. So, I mean, this is ludicrous. This is ridiculous to have everybody, we're going to put the squeeze on the Russians. You know what he can do with $66 billion in terms, he doesn't give a damn about the people who live there. He just wants his piece of, he wants to put the old USSR back together again. And according to Rand Paul this week, what's the big deal? He's just trying to put back what they had before, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to determine where you're going with this.
I just find it extraordinarily amusing to have all of this huffing and puffing on the part of the news media. We're going to shut Russia down.
Okay, so what should they be doing if you were king? How would you cover this story?
I'm not covering it. What the reality is, well, I guess, part of it is
about the news media. You're talking about covering it.
Right. So here's my coverage would be Russia is still selling fuel to the same people and at the same rate as they were selling it before. So how do you expect to stop the war that you all are worried about in Europe, the aggression of the Russians, if you keep giving them billions of dollars? It's a long headline, but I guess that's the story.
Well,
in a manner of speaking,
obviously, wars are, they come with a tremendous load of propaganda. Propaganda is part of the process of waging war. I mean, if you look back, you know, the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World Wars I and II, tremendous amount of propaganda. And the propaganda machines on each side, whether it's Tokyo Rose or it's, you know, all kinds of things are done to mess with the other side's psyche, their morale, to bolster political support domestically, to scare the public in the opposing country. This is part of the insanity that comes with war, and you're commenting on that. But there's nothing amusing about the war itself.
No.
And the fact of the matter is that the Russians, whether they're making money, losing money, winning the war, losing the war, thousands of Russian young soldiers are dying. And what's going on in Ukraine is a travesty. It's an atrocity. It's genocide.
So why hasn't somebody shot Putin?
So what do we do about that?
Somebody should go shoot Putin. Send in the Delta Force or whatever it is, and the snipers can shoot him from a mile away. He may not let anybody close to than 40 feet to him, but everybody knows, they know where he is every moment of every day. So why haven't we just put him out of our misery and just shot the guy and be done with it?
In some cases, we do shoot generals. In some cases,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We went after them. Maybe there are different ramifications. Sometimes if you take the top guy out, it creates a worse situation, makes a martyr out of him, or the number two guy could be worse. There's always a number two guy and a number three guy and an inside group running things. It's complicated.
Let's blow up the Kremlin. Blow the whole thing up.
I don't know. That sounds a little silly.
Well, it does, but...
but it could happen as evidence for the fact that our enemy sent a plane into the World Trade Center. I mean,
right.
These things happen.
Yeah. Bingo. 28 after the hour.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can... I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian rockets hit Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, during the United Nations Secretary General's visit to the city. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I was shocked to be informed that two rockets had exploded in the city where I am. So this is a dramatic war, and we absolutely need to end this war, and we absolutely need to have a solution for this war.
German energy company Uniper has conceded to Russia's demands and will pay in rubles, outlined by Moscow, despite concerns it will undermine sanctions even more. Moscow threatened to pull the plug on Europe's gas supply unless the companies fulfilled their payments in rubles. The United States tried to prevent the war in Ukraine by threatening sanctions on Russia. That failed to meet the objective. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Alignment of NASA's James Webb Space Telescope is now complete and will move forward into its next and final series of preparations, known as Science Instrument Commissioning. After full review, the observatory has been confirmed to be capable of capturing crisp, well-focused images. The process Science Instrument Commissioning will take about 2 months. George P. Bush, the Texas Land Commissioner, told Newsmax on Thursday that the situation on the southern border is out of control, and President Biden has not made it a priority.
By lifting Title 42, this situation only gets worse. Jason's photography and imagery just shows you the sophistication of the cartels on the other side, their ability to counter-surveil our assets, transiting humans and narcotics, namely fentanyl, which is now three times more profitable for the cartels than other forms of narcotics. And these are killing Texas children. The sense of urgency that we have in Texas is there. We just need that same level of commitment from our national government. And so that's why, as a candidate, I'm saying that state of Texas, along with the state of Arizona, by the way, invokes its own sovereignty and allows our honorable local law enforcement and the officials that you see in this incredible imagery to enforce federal immigration law, because if Secretary Mayorkas does not give his troops the resources, then Texas will.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we continue with our overview of the big news stories that are talked about on talk radio every week. This week, it's different than it was last week. It always is. People list as well. We have Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here, to go through the essence of the content of conversation, a lot of them anyway. One of the things that I guess we could tie to number three, which is the Russian-Ukrainian war, is the proposed legislative package on Thursday that would allow the feds to sell assets seized from the Russians. Like, how do we, let's sell the boats and use the dough, we'll give it to the Ukrainians to fight the war. I thought that was pretty, actually, clever, right?
Right.
Why not?
Gun yachts, you know, they have
yeah.
All these beautiful yachts and luxury boats. Fitted with, you know, with cannons. I'm only,
right.
I'm kidding. The fact is, I guess they would turn the money into that. But go back to what you said earlier. All of this stuff is cosmetic. economically. It doesn't necessarily amount to anything consequential in terms of the direction of the war. Just whether or not Russia will suffer major consequences or minor ones. The real story is what they're inflicting upon Ukraine and whether or not they'll stop there or will they continue. And will they start to, take over other countries?
The economy is the number one discussion topic this week. A lot of focus on what Disney is doing or contributing to the economy of Central Florida and whether or not the governor there can shake things up enough, what it's going to cost to the local taxpayer. Who knew that Disney controlled things the way they do? I found that to be the most fascinating part of the conversation. Didn't you?
Yes, it was an eye-opener, but it's also understandable. Those deals were made with Disney back when that land was barren. And
swamp-bred.
There was no Orlando as a cultural and entertainment and hospitality center.
Do you remember
center.
The airport in Orlando when before Disney?
Well, Orlando was a small city.
But the airport was a one strip, and there was a, when you come off of what is now the Beeline, where the airport is, and the building is still there, there were like three gates. I can remember going down there and thinking, how can they do what they want to do with this kind of an airport? And now you look at it today, good Lord.
So the point is, how can this happen? Well, had Florida not given Disney the kind of benefits and tax relief and support and help, Disney would probably never have gone on to build what they did and become a source of tremendous jobs and revenue for the state. So this all comes, from government-private industry cooperation. I mean, for business. Some states are thriving because they're tax-friendly to big business. Others are suffering people heading for the hills, such as California, because they're not friendly to business. Mm-hmm. So this was a case of the government of Florida being friendly to Disney, giving them advantages, making it work. And look what came. We have airports, we have infrastructure, we have highways, we have jobs, employment, all kinds of interesting cultural
icons. Changed Central Florida.
Right.
Changed it completely. And yes, the businesses that are connected to it, the jobs that are connected to it,
so
and the ancillary things like on the Space Coast, you don't have to go very far down that Beeline to go to Melbourne and Cape Canaveral and stuff. You make a trip of it. There are all kinds of things. SeaWorld, those all, the Cape didn't develop because of Disney, but certainly all the other stuff that's around down there completely developed.
So to look at the story as, how does Disney get away with all of this? It's not looking at the big picture. And how it came about and how it happened and what its history is. Maybe the deal has to be changed, but it shouldn't be looked at in isolation or in a vacuum, because there's a history there and there have been a lot of benefits for everybody as a result of Disney having that break.
All right, so the economy is number one. I thought this was an interesting connection to that. The president said the administration is looking at ways to reduce some, and that's in quotation marks, federal student loan debt. But specifically, they are not planning to forgive up to $50,000 per borrower. Obviously, that wouldn't look good because it's going to cost a lot of money, and who's going to pay for it? You and me. Now, I already paid for college, didn't you? I don't want to pay again. I paid for my children, at least to a point, so I'm going to pay for somebody else that I don't even know. That's what the trouble is with these sorts of schemes, right?
Well, the trouble is, if you relieve everybody's tax debt, these people, school debt, they went into it knowingly, even though maybe they didn't know as much as they should. I mean, there are cases to be made for that. But what about people who are not going to be exempt from that, who are not going to get the money back, people that are spending now?
Yeah,
So how do you create a situation that's fair and doesn't leave people out in the cold or people angry? This is not an easy problem to solve.
I just think about, you've taken the words right out of my mouth. What about the people who already paid on their own? You know, that's it. All of these schemes, Bernie Sanders he comes up with, you know, maybe he wants to run for president again or whatever, is free college for everybody. Nonsense. And who believes that? Only if you want to believe it, I guess. If you want to believe it, that's swell. But if you're realistic and know how the real world works, somebody's got to pay.
Yeah. On the other hand, and I agree with what you just said, but on the other hand, if you look at it objectively and you look at the rise in costs at colleges and you look at the way colleges operate, I think that colleges have to be reexamined and the
question about
culture.
Yeah.
So it's a bigger situation than just, you know, somebody's got to pay. So who? It's how much is being paid. I mean, a lot of colleges are money grubbing machines.
Well, the other side of it is the professors,
education.
And I say this advisedly because my daughter is a college professor at UCLA,
mm-hmm.
But she has three jobs. She teaches three classes. She also is in charge of the writing department, and therefore administratively she has a job that would be considered by somebody full-time to administer, to find the people, and to work out the courses that before she got there, amazingly enough, this is a college, one of the best colleges, and I'm blowing my daughter's horn, I guess, to a point, but one of the best colleges, public colleges in the country, if not the world, and they're in the heart of a city that needs writers to write products so that it can be created within the industry that runs the city. And there was no writing course at the college. And so Megan said to the head of the department, how come there's no writing course here? And he said, well, that's a good question. Why don't you research it and get back to me? And then after she did, he said, okay, you're in charge. And
that's very cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Well, she made her own job. She identified a need, and she acted upon it. And to their credit, they gave her the go-ahead. I think that's a great story.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, but I'm saying that that colleges, you know, I know other people who teach, you know, two or three courses a semester. They go in two or three days a week, and they're there for 2 or 3 hours.
Well, you're talking about adjunct professors.
Adjunct professors, no matter what, couldn't we be doing better? Couldn't we be using these people who have all this education and all this knowledge?
Maybe we should be paying them. Do you realize that adjunct professors, in some cases, are working for free for the honor of being able to say they're attached to that college?
And I know others, tenured college professors making $150,000 a year, and they aren't contributing, no matter what they measure, $150,000 worth of credit of contributions to the college.
Back to my point that colleges have to be reevaluated in terms of the whole damn system.
Yeah. Don't you think that that college professors are sort of put, maybe appropriately in some ways, some places, into a circuit? They're looked upon as being somewhat different than the rest of the world. He's a college professor. Wow. You know, that kind of stuff? If that's true or not.
That's a very good question. Yeah, I think that to a certain level there's a prestige attached to being a college professor, but perhaps not as much as there was years ago, just like there used to be prestige attached to being a school teacher.
Or a policeman.
A policeman, a nurse.
Yeah.
But it's changing, and it's not 100% true in everything. I mean, some of the highest paid wealthy individuals now within everyday communities are the local plumber, electrician, carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
These guys making a fortune.
Yeah, they are. They charge $160 an hour. God love them. Yeah. All right, we'll continue in a matter of a moment. I want to find out who's in the conversation focus of the MH interview in a few moments. That'll happen after this.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most interesting artists and creators. Author, humorist, and radio personality Garrison Keillor has been a fixture in popular culture since the 1970s, with more than 30 best-selling books and his Prairie Home Companion radio program. And he has a new book entitled Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel. We caught up with Garrison to chat about his new book and the creative journey that continues to bring Lake Wobegon to life.
You depend on luck to get to this age, and when you get to this age, you realize this is the age of gratitude. It's the predominant feeling, not regret, not remorse, not sorrow, but pure gratitude. Every day is a new day.
That's author and humorist Garrison Keillor, whose new book, Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel, has just been released and is now available wherever books are sold. See Garrison Keillor live on stage May 2nd at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Keillor will be joined by iconic artists, including country music star Brad Paisley, soprano Ellie Dean, Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio, vocalist Heather Massey, and many more. Enjoy a live show filled with Lake Wobegon stories, humor, music, and audience sing-alongs. Red Rocks Amphitheater, May 2nd. Reserve your seat today.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
All right, so Michael, who's on the Michael Harrison interview schedule this week?
An interesting fellow, very important broadcaster. His name is Joe Madison. He's the highest-ranked African-American news talk radio host on our Heavy 100. And for years now, he has hosted the mornings on the Urban View channel at Sirius XM Satellite Radio. He's a civil rights activist, very, very active. He's been arrested. He's had hunger strikes. He's the real deal. He, you know, what do they say? He walks the walk as well as talks the talk. And we talk about the state of race relations in America. He has a new book called Radioactive. It's about his life. It's a memoir. And it's a very interesting conversation. MHinterview.com.
All right. Joe Madison, who was from Washington, was on local radio in Washington for a long time before he got the gig at Sirius XM. He has been, as you suggest, I'm thinking he's about my age by now, isn't he? About
our age. Again. He's in his 70s, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and he's still at it. That's what I like about being able to do this. We can keep going no matter what our age. Michael Harrison, ageless, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method
to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
This is one of those, I get goosebumps, Chucker, when I hear the theme. Oh, I do. The television show, the way it began, that music is one of the, what, how many are the, really, some of the themes, John, what's this, Williams has done for...
Well, James Bond would be an iconic. Star Wars would be iconic.
Yep.
Raiders of the Lost Ark would be iconic. Those ones are iconic.
And this one, Mission Impossible. So there are a couple of more of those in the works, are there not? At least movies.
Well, Tom Cruise announced yesterday the title to the next Mission Impossible movie is going to be Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. It's the seventh installment, which will be out not this summer, but next summer, and it's part one, and then part two of that movie will be out the summer after.
So are they shooting it now?
No, they shot it. It's all done. There's a lot of post-production work to be done. I guess with COVID and delays, they had a lot of production delays because they were filming it through the heart of the COVID pandemic. So it was delayed. It was supposed to come out this summer. Top Gun, yeah. Maverick will be out in the next couple months, but the two Mission Impossible movies been kicked. One next year, one year after. Yeah. Interesting franchise, because I got to tell you, I did not like the original Mission Impossible movie with Tom Cruise, and the sequel was a misfire. And then the rest of them were really good, which is really interesting how they sort of revived it. But what's interesting about Tom Cruise's whole Doug, he's a good actor, really good actor, but he's not interested in really doing, I think, good dramatic acting. He does really good action movies because he wants to make a lot of money. He just wants to make unlimited money.
It's not about
a good script, a low budget.
But he can make it better because he's good. Don't you think
that's I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah. But I say to myself after a while, like, how much money do you need? Like
that's his 400 business,
million, 500 million these people have. Like, can you just do a movie because you like the script and it's good acting?
You say that one of the other great actors I think of our time has become an action hero, but he wasn't always, is Liam Neeson. He's got a new movie out this weekend that looks quite
good.
It's
called Memory. It comes out. But here's the thing with Liam Neeson. We were talking a little bit off the air. We know the story of Bruce Willis, what happened. There's other actors who've gone the direct DVD route. Nick Cage, that's well documented. John Cusack has done a lot of direct to DVD movies over the last few years. These are not direct to DVD movies, what Liam Neeson's doing, but they're lower budgeted, quickie action movies that have been cranked out. To a point. Having said that, Doug.
But by the way, I'm just looking at some of the PR around
this. This guy is Schindler's List. This is a star of Schindler's List. This is a tremendous talent who's had a great career, who's now just taking paychecks to do quickie movies. I mean, it's his choice. It's none of my business. But I just think his overall bio is hurt by doing this stuff. That's my opinion.
I know. And you talk about that. I just think find his movie. He did a romantic comedy, not a comedy, a romantic story with a woman who was his wife that was dying of cancer about 3 years ago that I thought was profound.
Well, he's in Love Actually and Batman Begins the Star Wars prequel.
I mean, good guys, bad guys.
Obviously Taken was a terrific action movie, and that's what got him into the genre. He sort of morphed into the Charles Bronson of this generation, but I think he's taken it a little too far. Here's an interesting story I want to bring up. Justin Lin, who directed 5 Fast and the Furious movies, he was the director of this latest installment, Fast and the Furious 10. Right, a huge part of this franchise. You could argue the architect. A couple days into filming, he quits due to creative differences. And according to Variety, it's going to cost Universal Pictures upwards of $1 million a day in production delays because they got to keep paying the crew until they find a new director, which could take weeks. That's a pretty stunning story.
So he couldn't get along with Vin Diesel.
I don't know if listen, he's done 5. This was going to be a 6 Fast and the Furious movie out of 10. So he obviously is ingrained in that cast and that franchise and all the production and the script writing. But for whatever reason, he had an issue with the creative difference of this installment. So it has to be pretty severe because he has to realize the ramifications of how much money that he's costing the studio. And even, studio's got big money, but $1 million a day, you times that by... say, it could be a month till they get a new director. That's $30 million that they're going to go sideways. That's a lot of money.
Pretty unpleasant, actually. You get right down to it for them. Yep. The Quiet Place spinoff is apparently going back to Day One as a prequel. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. I think if they're going to keep doing that franchise, it's a good idea. I thought the last one was okay. The first one was good. We'll see.
I don't like any of those scary movies.
I know.
Don't get me there. Chucker, thanks. 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.